all the desire. Oh, I just want it so bad. Oh, you know?
Oh,
and it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long.
Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in, just past the horizon, and right where the sky ends,
out there on the ocean. Know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. Been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas. I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me out. It's just a long for you to come around.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. We really want to say thank you so much. We know that there's a lot going on. We know that you all are busy. We know that you work hard every day, and we know that there's just a whole lot going on. And so I really do appreciate you guys being on the call tonight. I can assure you, you will not be on very long. I just wanted to do a final call before the summit, so glad that you all could make it. I do realize that some people could not make it because of other previous engagements, and that is totally fine. This show is being recorded, but we hope that you'll stick it out with us for the few minutes that we will be on. Real quick, if at any time you have a question or a comment, something that you'd like to discuss or something you'd like to ask, please press the number 1, and I will pull you in. Please let us know who you are and what your role will be at the summit. I see that someone is already pressing number 1, so I'm going to pull this person in. I don't know if they meant to press the number 1 or not, but I'm going to pull them in. And the way I'll do that is I'll say your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. So area code 804, last 4 digits are 9769. Please state your name.
Hey, Ronnie, this is Afreen.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I apologize. No, I was just wondering if it had started because I was on the phone so long waiting. So, no, I don't have a question.
Oh, you're fine. I let the music play a little bit longer than we normally do. So I saw that we dropped that we did lose one person. So hopefully they'll call back in. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started. Afreen, do me a favor and press the number 1 again, and that way it'll take you out of queue. So if you do have a question or a comment, I'll be able to pull you in. Area code 337, last four digits are 7577. Go ahead, you're on with us.
Hello, Roddy, this is Joseph Sarney, Fort Bend, Louisiana. I'm just excited to be a part of the summit, and I'll be speaking there. And I just know that I'm certain that you have some great things going on for this event, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Absolutely. We're glad that you are going to be our keynote speaker, Mr. Sonia. I'm pretty sure the people are going to be blessed. In fact, I've had a number of people ask me exactly what time you're going to be speaking because they really want to make sure that they are there. So we are definitely looking forward to having you with us.
Awesome, awesome. And what time am I speaking?
You are speaking at 11:35.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
Yep. You'll be speaking at 11:35. I'm going to go ahead and get started so that way I can get you guys out of here. So the way the summit is going to work on Saturday, we're going to start off with our national anthem and a short video. And then we're just going to jump right into it. We'll have a couple of other announcements. But then panel number one, which is on testing, will begin promptly at 9:20 a.m. The moderator for that panel is Ms. Cynthia Lazo, who is an English teacher at Woodbridge High School in Woodbridge, Virginia. The speakers on that panel will be Ms. Christina Brown, who is the executive director of New Heights Academy Charter School in New York City. Also from New York City speaking on that panel will be Mr. Jamal Bowman, who is the principal of Cornerstone Academy of Social Action in the Bronx, New York. Miles Carey, he is the vice president of the Arlington Education Association, a VEA and NEA member. He is also a science teacher in Arlington, Virginia. And Ms. Afreen Gucci, who you just heard, she will be on that panel as well. She's a special education teacher in Hanover County, which is right outside of Richmond, Virginia. There will be breaks throughout the day for you guys to network. So make sure you bring your business cards and information because I'm sure that you all are going to light it up on those panels and people are going to be wanting you to speak at their events or just connect with you, find out what makes you a very successful educator so that they can try those things in their classrooms. Or there may be parents who are going to want to speak to you just to find out different strategies that may work for their children. I know that there are going to be some children. I'm sorry. There are going to be some parents with children who have special needs, and I know that they're going to be looking for some tips because we have quite a few people with special education backgrounds. Panel number two is on social promotion. That will start at 10:35 a.m. And we have three speakers for that panel. We do have our moderator for that panel is Ms. Catherine Walker, who is an ESOL teacher with Manassas City Public Schools. We also have Ms. Constance Cartwell Burnell, who is a special education teacher with Manassas City Public Schools. And we have Mr. George Lakakis, who is a full-time professor at Northern Virginia Community College. And then we also, late addition, we have a gentleman that I grew up with, very fond of, who is doing great things in our hometown at Maury High School. He's a guidance counselor. This is his eighth year. He's also a football coach, Mr. Rashad Ferby. So he's going to be on that panel. Our keynote speaker again, Mr. Songier. In case you all don't know Mr. Songier, know his story, I'll just give you a quick snippet, and then he can really tell you the rest on Saturday. But Mr. Songier was a custodian for 27 years, and now he's the principal of that same school where he was a custodian for 27 years down in Port Barre, Louisiana. So we are just delighted and excited to have Mr. Tony here with us on Saturday. He and his wife will be in town this weekend, so make sure you say hello. Make sure you, you know, or just bring your tissues, because I know when we had him on the radio show a little while back, it was a very emotional show, very heartwarming show. When you hear this this gentleman's story, because I think the fact that he was a custodian for 27 years and went into being a principal, I think that's just a small piece of it. Because when you hear about everything else that he went through throughout his lifetime, and even once he graduated from high school and began his career in college the first time, just a phenomenal, phenomenal human being who is definitely going to bless the crowd. After Mr. Sonia, right before we go to lunch, I will say a few words at around 12:15. I promise I will not be on long. Some people have asked for me to, you know, take more time, but that's not what this is about. This is not about the Rodney Jordan Show. This is not Saturdays with Rodney Jordan. That's not what this is about. This is about promoting a better system for our students and a better system for our teachers, and promoting a better system for our support staff. We really need to shake things up in education, and I think that everyone who is going to have a chance to speak on Saturday is going to do just that. After lunch, we're going to take about an hour for lunch, and after lunch, we'll have our final panel, panel number three, which is Model for Minors, How the Current Education Policies, Teaching Practices, and Parental Involvement Impacts Our Students in Grades K through 12. Our moderator for that panel will be Ms. Kimberly Twine. The speakers on that panel are Dr. Gladys Coretta, who recently retired from Manassas City Public Schools, Mr. Sanford Williams, who's an attorney at law in Washington, D.C. He's also a school board member here in Northern Virginia, in Manassas City, and also Ms. Cindy Mateo, who is a STEM teacher in Prince William County here in Virginia. And then after that panel comes to an end, we will have final announcements, special presentations, and closing remarks from our host, Ms. Tammy Gator, and myself, and then we'll end for the day. We have the venue until 6 o'clock p.m. This Saturday, so feel free to hang around, to chat. Like I said, there'll be plenty of time to check out our vendors. Please support our vendors, encourage other people to support them. And then what I'm planning to do is anyone who would like to, because we will have several guests in town from other states, from other cities, I would like to go to dinner, for everyone to just go to dinner. It'll be at everyone's own expense, but, you know, just to go to dinner and just, you know, have a good time, catch up with one another, just fellowship and network and do whatever else needs to be done, or whatever everyone else would like to do. Just some particulars about the panels. Hopefully everyone has submitted their five questions to their moderators by now. I don't believe we're missing any from anybody. I may need to forward some to moderators, but I do believe we have all of the questions. And then also I believe we have everyone's bios and pictures. If not, it's kind of late. Kind of too late right now for us to get your pictures. I know a few people didn't send them in, but at any rate, we will just go ahead and proceed. please arrive. If you are a panelist, please arrive and check in. There will be a registration table right at the front door. Please arrive and check in no later than 30 minutes prior to your session. In the event that you have an emergency, please just give me a call on my cell phone. My number is 703-595-5055. Again, that's 703-595-5055. We would hope that you would stay and hear some of the other speakers, be a part of some of the other panels. But if for whatever reason you cannot, we do appreciate any time and expert analysis that you can give us. We don't anticipate having to worry about this, but just to put it out there, we do expect all of our speakers to remain professional throughout the event. That includes our conversations, the way we dress, the way we present ourselves, the way we represent ourselves. We ask that you please respect the opinions of the other people on the panels with you and our guests, and try to we ask that you refrain from using profanity. I know a lot of times, you know, we all have different opinions, and that's great. I think that's healthy. But what can make that an issue is when we start disrespecting each other with our words or even with our body language. So let's be mindful of that, because there will be people watching. We'll actually have some students there. Some of my former students who I taught my first year here in Manassas City have volunteered to be ushers and to do other things at the event. So just be mindful of your language and the way that you carry yourself throughout the event. As far as our format, each panel will consist of one moderator. Panel number one has four speakers. Panels two and three have three speakers. We did have a few people cancel on us at the last minute, and unfortunately, you know, it wasn't June when we could find somebody else. It's actually been in the past couple of weeks, and as you know, it's kind of hard to find people at the last minute. But anyway, there are four people on panel one and three people on panel two and three people on panel number three. The way this will work, so our host for the our MC for the event, Ms. Tammy, she will give, when it's time for the panel, Tammy will give some background knowledge of the proposed panel discussion, and then Tammy will introduce the moderator. And once the moderator comes up to the stage, the moderator will give some opening remarks. Please limit your remarks to 3 minutes, and then our moderator will introduce our four panelists and invite them onto the stage. The moderator will call on each panelist one at a time to give their opening remarks. We are going to give our panelists 2 minutes to give opening remarks. And during this time when you're giving opening remarks, just think about when we watch presidential elections or any type of elections and the speakers come on. During that 2 minutes, you could say whatever you want to say, again, as long as it's professional, positive, and and so what we want you to do is, you know, just be yourself. Just prepare a 2-minute speech. How would you want to set the tone for yourself on the stage? Last year, I was a panelist at Al Sharpton's Education Summit at NYU. And what I did was I said happy birthday to Al Sharpton. And it was his 60th birthday. And then I kind of you know, led into some touching stories about my past, and then talked about some statistics, and then just kind of concluded, you know, as to how the two tied together, and you know where I stood on the panel discussion, which was on diversity. And I think it took me 2 minutes. I think they gave us five, and I was the only one who did not take the full 5 minutes. So anything that you want to talk about, if you want to talk about your background, your educational experiences, your work experiences, that's fine. If you want to talk about, if you want to share a personal story from how you touched the student's life or how they've touched yours, if you want to talk about something that relates to your panel, some statistics that you found, anything that you want to talk about that will set the tone, I would say make it memorable. Whatever you say, say it so that people are sitting in their seats waiting for you to speak again. That would be my only advice. The next thing, after everyone gives their opening remarks, the moderator will begin randomly asking all of our panelists questions that you guys have submitted to them prior to the summit. And again, I believe everyone has done that. I think some people sent them to me because they didn't really read the email, and so they sent their bio, their pictures, and their questions to me. I know we're still missing some questions on panel three, but I believe they were sent to me. So I need to send them to Ms. Twine so that she can prepare. But once your moderator asks you questions, you will have 2 minutes to answer the question. And I know sometimes it is very hard for us adults to stick to guidelines, but our moderators are going to be there to make sure that you do stick to the guidelines. We don't want anyone dragging on and on and on. We want people to be quick and just right to the point. So you have 2 minutes. And if you're quick and to the point, 2 minutes is actually a lot of time. You can get your point across in 2 minutes. And so our moderators are going to be there to make sure that we stick to our 2 minutes. You're not encouraged to answer previous questions, you know, especially those that were asked to other candidates, but it is not prohibited. So if you want to, if you heard a question, you're like, oh, I really want to speak on that, but I didn't think of that. Once you're asked the question, when you start talking, it counts towards your 2 minutes. So if you want to touch on someone else's question, we're not going to stop you, but in your 2 minutes, that's it. So if you say, well, before I answer my question, I want to go back to what was asked to Mr. Jordan. Moderator's not going to stop you, but they will stop you at 2 minutes. So if you only have 10 seconds to ask the question that you presented, you know, that's just the way that it'll be. So that's pretty much how our panels will run. But at the conclusion of each panel, we will have a 15-minute Q&A session. Throughout each panel, the audience will have paper and pen. Excuse me. And they will be able to write down questions, write down comments, and they will give them to the ushers at the conclusion of the panel, and the ushers will hand them to the moderator. The moderator will either read the comment or ask the question, who the question is directed to. If the question is not directed to a specific person, then it is at the discretion of the moderator who they want to direct the question to. If it is a rude or inappropriate question or comment, the moderator will toss it out. They will not ask the question or read the comment. And the reason why we're doing it this way, we could have had mics in the crowd and allowed people to go up to the microphone, but again, we don't want people telling their whole life story, just to ask you, you know, how do you feel about SOL testing? And that does happen. So we do want to try to, again, stick to the point and just have a great, great day in education. One last thing for me, and then I will allow you all to ask any questions or make any comments before we end the call. There will be a few news reporters there. One lady, I think she's kind of a freelancer, but she asked if she could cover the event. I told her yes, because I do know her and her family very well. Another gentleman, he works, he used to work for our CW affiliate here, DCW50. I did an interview, a TV interview with him and one of his colleagues over the summer, which I will be putting on social media pretty soon. But he's now doing his own thing, but he still wants to come and cover the event. So he will be there. And then we also have a lady from our local newspaper, the Bull Run Observer, who called me last Sunday and asked me if she could come and cover the event. So just be prepared. They may ask you questions. They may want to take pictures or something like that. So just be prepared for that. We will have some special guests in the building. Our mayor, Mr. Hal Parrish, who's also running for Virginia Senate, he will be in the audience. School board members from the Northern Virginia area will be there, as well as city council members. So, and then it's a free event, so we don't know who else will show up. So just keep those things in mind. If you have a question or a comment at this time for me, before we get off the call, please press the number one, and we will take your calls, and I'll let you guys know when the show is in it. I can still see Mr. Sonier still has the number one, so let me go back to Mr. Sonier. Mr. Sonier, did you have anything else tonight?
No, I sure don't, Mr. Jordan, but I love your format. I love what you're doing at the summit. I think it's going to be very interesting and, like you said, informational. I'm just looking forward to it. Thank y'all for having me.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Well, if there's nothing else, we're going to end the call. There's one question. So just hang on with this, because you may want this information as well. Coming back to Ms. Afreen. Go ahead, Afreen.
Thanks, Rodney. Yeah, my question is this. When the moderators address or ask the questions, will they, especially the ones that we sent in, will they call on us, or are we to recognize our own question and answer? I'm not quite sure how you've got that working.
The moderators will call on the person who sent in the questions. They'll actually say your name and call on you.
Okay, perfect. And the other thing is, I can talk to you about this later, I'm not special education. I'm alternative education, if that makes a difference.
I don't know why I keep saying special education.
No, that's okay. As long as you have it down, I'm good with that.
Okay.
But there is a difference. I just want to make sure you.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
I apologize about that. I don't know why I keep saying special education. All right.
Thanks.
Well, if you guys think of anything, just call me or email me. I'm going to email everything to you, and I will be posting it on the website. I will also be posting it on social media. We are going to be using the hashtag From the Heart of a Teacher this weekend. So whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or any of the other social media sites, please keep that in mind. Again, that hashtag is From the Heart of a Teacher. And everything that we've talked about tonight and anything else that I may have, I will definitely send it to you. I got a campus map from George Mason, so I will send that out tonight just so that people are aware of where we will be and how to get there. But if you guys think of anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact me. And if there's nothing else, I shall see you all Saturday. Safe travels, especially those of you who are coming as far as Ms. Bissonnier from Louisiana. We look forward to seeing you and having a great time. Until Saturday, please have a blessed night. Be safe and keep empowering students.
Moment I've been waiting on. And my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations. Full of desire.
Oh,
I just want it so bad. You know? And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like